And there indeed goes the full-time whistle from Paddy Call. So it's Bonagy United who advance to the next round of the FAI Senior Cup, Gavin. 6-0 winners. And impressive this afternoon, no doubt about it.
Yeah, a great performance for Bonagy, 100% deserved. And it was a no contest for a lot of the game. But look, the players were professional and their fitness levels were decent for this time of the year as well. So all in all, I'd say they're absolutely delighted with that.
And Pike Rovers' hopes weren't helped by the red card that was shown to their front man Stephen McGann on 32 minutes. Prior to that, Conor Black had given Bonagy United the lead. But once they went down to 10 men, you thought that it was going to be tough for Pike Rovers, because in fairness to the home side, they had been the better team up until that big, big decision from the match referee, Paddy Call. Michael Doherty then added a second soon after. Tony McNamee with the third just before half-time. And at half-time, Bonagy looked to be well in control. They got their fourth just after the restart. McNamee finishing off a wonderful move involving Gareth Harkin and Michael Funston. Jamie Lena scored a fifth, latching on to Michael Doherty's brilliant corner kick, which picked out Lena at the near post, and he just guided his header in past the goalkeeper. And then the sixth, Michael Doherty involved again, his pass releasing Conor Black, and the young debutant Black scored his second of the afternoon, the sixth for Bonagy United, to round off what's been a good day for the Letterkenny side. So my thanks to Gavin Cullen for his contribution on co-commentary here this afternoon. It's been a good day for Bonagy United. They can look forward to having their name in the hat for the second round of the FAI Senior Cup. Who will they get? It'll be interesting to see. Wouldn't it be great for them to get a home draw, certainly against one of the big clubs? Plenty of them left in the competition. There haven't really been too many upsets in the FAI Senior Cup so far. We're just watching the latest scores come in from the games that are taking place as we speak, and the one that catches the eye is at Inchicore, where the cup holder St. Pat's are trailing Waterford by 3-2. Should be half time in that game now, so a long way to go yet for St. Pat's to turn things around. But here at Dry Arts Park, Bonagy United have been very impressive, in control almost from first whistle, and they advance to the next round on a scoreline of Bonagy United 6, Pike Rovers 0.